Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction, Text 3. Avatirya Yador Vamshe Bhagavan Bhutabhavanaha Kritavan Yani Vishvatma Tani No Vada Vistarat Avatirya Yador Vamshe Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavanaha Kritavan Yani Vishvatma Tani No Vada Vistarat Avatirya Yador Vamshe Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavanaha Kritavan Yani Vishvatma Tani No Vada Vistarat Avatirya Yador Vamshe Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavanaha Kritavan Yani Vishvatma Tani No Vada Vistara Avatirya Yador Vamshe Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavanaha Kritavan Yani Vishvatma Tani No Vada Vistarat Avatirya Yador Vamshe Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavanaha Kritavan Yani Vishvatman Nino Vada Vistarat Avatirya Yador Vamshe Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavanaha Kritavan Yani Vishvatma Tani No Vada Vistarat Avatirya Yador Vamse Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavanaha Kritavan Yani Vishvatma Tani No Vada Vistarat Vaishnavis Avatirya Yador Vamshe Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavanaha Kritavan Yani Vishvatma Tani No Vada Vistarat Avatirya Yador Vamshe Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavanaha Kritavan Yani Vishvatma Tani No Vada Vistarat Avatirya after descending. Yado Vamshe, in the dynasty of Yadu. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhuta Bhavanaha, who is the cause of the cosmic manifestation. Kritavan, executed. Yani, whatever, activities. Vishva-atma, the super soul of the entire universe. Tani, all of those activities. Naha, unto us. Vada, kindly say. Vistarat, elaborately. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. The Supersoul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, the cause of the cosmic manifestation, appeared in the dynasty of Yadu. Please tell me elaborately about His glorious activities and character from the beginning to the end of His life. Please repeat. The Supersoul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, the cause of the cosmic manifestation, appeared in the dynasty of Yadu. Please tell me elaborately about His glorious activities and character from the beginning to the end of His life. Purport. In this verse, the words Kritavan Yani indicate that all the different activities Krishna performed while present on earth are beneficial to human society. If religionists, philosophers, and people in general simply hear the activities of Krishna, they will be liberated. We have described several times that there are two kinds of Krishna Katha, represented by Bhagavad Gita, spoken personally by Krishna about Himself, and Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Shukadeva Goswami about the glories of Krishna. Anyone who becomes even slightly interested in Krishna Katha is liberated. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangam Param Vajet, Srimad Bhagavatam 12.3.51. Simply by chanting or repeating Krishna Katha, one is liberated from the contamination of Kali Yuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised Yare Deka Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 7.128. This is the mission of Krishna consciousness, to hear about Krishna and thus be liberated from material bondage. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport the process by which one can become liberated from the contamination of Kali Yuga. So, the Kali Yuga is a very difficult age. Kaler Dosha Nadi Rajan Astieka Mahad Gunad Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangam Param Vajet. So Kaliar Dosha Nidhi Rajan, O king, the age of Kali is an ocean of faults. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 12th canto, second chapter, there's a detailed description of the faults of the Kali Yuga. And we've just entered into the Kali Yuga. It started about 5,000 years ago, and it has 427,000 years left to run out. And things are going to get progressively worse. In the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's some little description. Prayena alpayasya sabya kalavasmi nugejana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hi upadurtaha. There it's described that in the Kali Yuga, people will be short-lived. They will be less intelligent. They will be very unfortunate. And we actually see that unfolding in human society. In the 12th canto, second chapter, it's described that eventually the lifespan will decrease to 50 years. Nobody will live more than 50 years. People will become very short in stature. They'll become very unhealthy. It's described that whoever puts forward the strongest image, the image of being a strong man, will become the political leader in society. And we see this, you know, going on today. We also learn from the Srimad Bhagavatam that the government leaders will become like thieves or dacoits. They'll be exploiting the people without any discrimination. Of course, in Lord Chaitanya's movement, we see that Lord Chaitanya spread Krishna's mercy without any discrimination. Doesn't matter if you're male or female, black or white, Brahmana or Sudra, American or Indian. The devotees learn to become Pandita Samadarshana, to see with equal vision. So in a sense, these Kali Yuga leaders, they also see with equal vision. They will exploit anyone, black or white, male or female, whatever it is. So as time goes on, the environmental disturbances will become greater and greater. So it's a whole ocean of faults, but there's one good thing about it that's mentioned here. Kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangam param vrajet. Although the Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, there's one good thing about it. Simply by Krishna Katha, chanting and hearing about the glories of the holy name, one can become liberated, not only from the bad effects of Kali Yuga, but from the whole material universe. One can become prepared to go back home, back to Godhead. So this process of Krishna Katha is the foundation of the Hare Krishna movement. It's our central activity, hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, the holy name of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, the philosophy of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Machchita madgata prana bodayantas parasparam kantayantas chamam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. So, machchita. Chitta, Srila Prabhupada sometimes translates as consciousness, sometimes mind, sometimes heart. But the idea is machchita. Krishna says, the minds of his devotees are always focused on him. Manmana bhava madbhakta. Focus your mind on me and become my devotee. So in this other verse from the Bhagavad Gita, it says, Machchitta, you should be engaged in Krishna consciousness. The mind should be focused on Krishna. Krishna should be in the heart. Madgata prana. Prana means the life force. We carry out our activities by our life force. If the life force is very strong, we can act very powerfully. If the life force becomes a little bit weakened, it's not so easy to act in a very strong way. But Krishna says, Madgata prana, that prana should be engaged in my service. All the activities of the devotees are dedicated to the service of the Lord. Bodhayantas parasparam. Parasparam means among themselves, among each other. And bodhayanta means to enlighten. So the devotees are always enlightening each other about the topics of Krishna consciousness. Katayantas chamam nityam. Krishna says they are always nityam, always, eternally, always speaking of me and my glories and my philosophy and my pastimes and my associates, my abode, my service. And by doing that, tushyanti cha, the devotees become satisfied, and ramanti cha, they become happy. They experience transcendental pleasure. Of course, there are so many topics that one can hear and chant about. And we know, those of us who weren't born devotees, but who had some experience of life in the material world as non-devotees, we know there are so many things to hear and chant about. One can hear and chant about sports, you know, football, baseball, soccer, basketball. One can hear and chant about politics, this election, that election. One can hear and chant about movie stars or music singers. There are so many topics for hearing and chanting. But even though we may have some residual attachment for such things and sometimes become a little bit interested in such, we know from our experience that it's not really satisfying. Otherwise, why are we here hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class? Why are we in the temple chanting the Hare Krishna mantra? Why are we doing those things? Because we know this other, we've had personal experience that this other kind of hearing and chanting about various mundane subjects does not satisfy and does not give real pleasure. So, therefore, we've taken up the process of hearing and chanting in the association of devotees. Satam prasanga mamavirya samvado bhavanti hrit karna rasayana kata tajoshanat ash apavarga vartmani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. So satam prasanga, we hear in the association of devotees. Mamavirya samvada, Krishna says, Mamavirya means my activities and my glory. Samvada means to discuss. So the devotees discuss among themselves the glories of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, the philosophy of the Lord, the qualities of the Lord, the associates of the Lord, the service of the Lord, and it's very powerful. It's more powerful doing it in the association of other devotees rather than just doing it alone. Bhavanti hridkarna rasayana kata. The chanting becomes very blissful, like nectar in the association of devotees. And that activity, tadjoshanat asvapavarga vartmani. Apavarga means liberation. Vartmani means the path. Means if one does that, if one hears and chants the glories of the Lord in the association of devotees, one becomes situated on the path of liberation. One makes progress. Shraddha, ratir, bhaktir, anukramishyati. First comes faith, conviction that, yes, I'm doing the right thing. There's no doubt about it. I'm doing the right thing by hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord in the association of devotees. And by doing it, one develops not only faith, one develops rati, genuine attraction, a genuine taste for the hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord, the name of the Lord, the service of the Lord. One develops rati, a genuine taste and attraction for those activities. And the result of that is bhakti, true devotional service to the Lord, culminating in prema, prema pumarta mahan, developing prema, love for Krishna is the ultimate goal. And it can be done by hearing and chanting about the glories of the Lord in the association of devotees. It's very important to do that. Avaishnava makod girdam putam hari katam ritam shravanam naivakartav yam sarpochista yatapayam. In this world, unfortunately, there are people who are chanting the glories of the Lord, but they're not doing it with a pure motive. They are not pure Vaishnavas. Or they are even opposed to the principles of Vaishnavism, Krishna consciousness. So in the Padma Purana, it said one shouldn't hear from such persons. One should go away. One should block one's ears because it's like milk touched by the lips of the serpent. It's a saying in the Padma Purana that, you know, milk is nice, but if it's touched by the lips of a serpent, it becomes poisonous. So, in general, we want to hear in the association of bona fide devotees of the Supreme Lord. Then the chanting and hearing becomes very powerful. And it's necessary to do that. You know, there's one statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma svanishtita pumsam vishvaksena katasuyat notpadiyat yadaritim shrama eva hi kevalam. Says you may be performing your duties in terms of varna and ashrama, but notpadiyat vishvaksena katasuyat. If you don't, Vishvaksena is another name for Krishna. So unless you develop attraction for this Vishvaksena Kata, this Krishna Kata, then all of your activities, Shrama Eva Kevalam, they're simply useless. So developing a taste for the hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord, the philosophy of the Lord, it's very important. You know, there's one verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Text 22, where Narada Muni is saying, learned circles have positively concluded that advancement of knowledge, the true advancement of knowledge, culminates in the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is described in transcendental verse. So, in his purport to that verse, you know, Srila Prabhupada, you know, makes an important statement. You know, he says, this means that scientific knowledge engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is factually Hari Kirtan. So there are all different kinds of Hare Kirtan. There's chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. There's recitation of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. There are discussions among devotees about the pastimes of the Lord and the service of the Lord. But Srila Prabhupada said that even scientific knowledge engaged in the service of the Lord is also Hare Kirtan. Which means, like this week, I've been on several radio shows, you know, talking about science and Krishna consciousness. So I take a little comfort in that, that's also a kind of Hare Kirtan. So this Hare Kirtan is very important. It said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, Sadhya Kabunai, Shravanadi Shuddhi Chitti, Karya Udai. This love for Krishna, Krishna Prema, it's not something that's imported from outside the self. This verse says it's dormant within the heart of everyone. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shravana Adi Shuddha Chitti Karya Udai. By Shravana Adi, by hearing and chanting and the other activities of devotional service, Shuddha Chitti, the consciousness becomes purified, and the pure love of Krishna that is dormant, lying dormant in the heart, it becomes manifest, Karya Udai. So this hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord, this Krishna Katha, is the central practice of our Krishna consciousness movement. As Srila Prabhupada put it here, this is the mission of Krishna consciousness, to hear about Krishna and thus be liberated from material bondage. This chanting is like the transcendental alarm clock. You know, sometimes we're sleeping early in the morning, lost in our dreams, and then we hear, you know, the sound of our alarm clock beeping. And we wake up. We understand, yes, it's time to go to the temple. And then the dream disappears. So the sound of Krishna Katha, the sound of the Lord's holy name, is like that transcendental alarm clock that gradually wakes us up and wakes others up to their real consciousness, which is very important. You know, the radio show I was on last night, I was making that point, that everything is based on consciousness. If our consciousness is absorbed in material things, then we're going to be absorbed in material activities and will remain in the cycle of birth and death. But if our consciousness is focused on spiritual subject matter, and the most powerful spiritual subject matter is the hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord, Krishna Katha, then our consciousness gets awakened, gets enlightened. So as Srila Prabhupada said, that is the mission of the Krishna consciousness movement. So I'll stop here. Are there any questions or comments? You're thinking about it, Eric? Okay, we can stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.